broadcasting from Dublin, Ireland, and around the world on TalkingBrawlsMMA.com and iTunes. You're listening to Ireland's premier mixed martial arts show.
This is Mike Dolce.
Ian McCall. James Little Evil Pulver.
The Crippler Chris Levin.
Is your eye a favorite?
Johnny Hinger.
Frank the Legend Shamrock.
For your voice of the UFC Octagon. And now, we are live at Talking Brawl.
A real pleasure now to welcome onto the show for the first time one of the best striking coaches in mixed martial arts. He's clients, obviously, like Frankie Edgar, Edson Barbosa, Eddie Alvarez, from that great stable up there, and all the guys on that part of the world over in New Jersey. And that is Mark Henry. Mark, great to have you on the show. How's all with you, buddy?
How you doing, buddy? Good, my friend. How's it going in Dublin?
Good. Yeah, we can't complain. It's not raining today, so that's always a good.
What's the temperature there?
Oh man, it's cold. It's probably about I'm not sure what it is in Celsius. It's about 8-9 degrees. So I'm not sure what way it works out in Fahrenheit and Celsius. But yeah, listen, we're used to the cold now at this stage in the rain, so it's not a problem here.
Okay. I hear you.
All right, mate. I just want to get your reaction, first of all. And great news last night for your neighboring state in New York. MMA has been legalized. Just your opinion and thoughts off the bat. It's obviously great news.
Ah, yeah, it's awesome news, you know. And everybody, you know, that's fought, you know, from New Jersey, from New York area, you know, we pretty much call ourselves, you know, the little brother of New York. You know, we've always dreamed of fighting in New York, and also, you know, dreamed of fighting in Madison Square Garden. You know, it's like the mecca of fighting. You know, you really haven't been anywhere unless you fought in the Garden. Everybody, you know, from Muhammad Ali and all the greats have gone through the Garden before they were great, you know. So, you know, beyond excited to the dream for Frankie and for all of us to one day be Madison Square Garden. And hopefully the dream will come true really soon.
Yeah, and obviously Chris as well. I know you've been working with Chris a little bit. So that's
Chris is beyond. Chris has probably been pushing this more than anybody. I mean, he's
100%.
Been helping out the UFC and the cause, and been showing up, you know, to a lot of hearings. And Chris, you know, more than probably anybody in the UFC, has really been pushing this. And I know how excited he is. It's a shame that his fight is already, they already have a site, because I know he would beyond love to, you know, fight in Madison Square Garden. Hopefully it'll be maybe 4 months where he could fight again right after this fight.
Yeah, definitely.
Comes out, no injury.
Definitely. No one more deserving, as you said. Chris has really pushed and lobbied for the legalization of mixed martial arts in New York. And, you know, I think it was a great day for everyone involved in the sport that we're finally going to have a mixed martial arts contest in Madison Square Garden. But I want to touch on that. There's a few issues, obviously, I want to touch on. First of all, obviously, being Frankie Edgar's main striking coach, I want to get your reaction off the bat to the reports that have come out this week that it's going to be Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz part two in July, July 9th in Las Vegas. Apparently, the word is that we have the contracts have been sent out to the fighters. They're just to be signed. What's your reaction to the news that the UFC are going ahead with this fight and Frankie's not getting the shot at Conor?
Well, first of all, it's expected. I mean, you know, Conor, you know, I think is straight out afraid of Frankie. You know, he won't fight Frankie. You know, they called up this time, but they weren't going to give that fight to Frankie. Even off this last injury, they called Nate before they called Frankie. And you heard how Nate said they've been calling him for the last 2 months about this fight in case something happened. So even if Frankie's groin was okay, they weren't going to give that fight to Frankie, and we knew they weren't. And, you know, it's typical, you know, Notorious, you know. Just, you know, Notorious keeps running away from Frankie, and he won't fight any of the UFC hasn't given him any wrestlers on a full camp.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't fought the likes of even like a Nick Lentz or a Clay Guida or a Lamas, Mendez on a full camp, or Frankie. You know, it's a joke, you know, that it really, you know, it's like a circus act the way they're bringing this guy up, and you know, it's unbelievable. I just get this. I just don't understand the rematch. I mean, you're fighting a guy, you're basically a 55er, you fought a 55er, The guy was just drinking margaritas a week before, and you got killed. I mean, it wasn't even close. It's like, you know, the UFC always puts a spin on it. Oh, Conor was winning. You know, it's equivalent to a soccer game. In the first 10 minutes, the other team's up 2-0, and they lose 10-2 by the end of it. You know, it's a five-round fight. It wasn't close whatsoever. You know, Nate rocked him. Nate hurt him standing, and then he finished him off on the ground. You know, two different ways he was beaten in that second round. So Conor shot a horrific shot, you know, that our high school kids don't shoot. And, you know, it was awful. And how you know, his mommy and daddy give him a rematch, you know, I guess, you know, Conor has to win. So Conor lost off of, you know, a guy with no camp. So, you know, I guess we keep going till, you know, till Conor gets his way, I guess. I just don't understand it. But me, I could really care less where Conor goes. I'm just really hoping that, you know, he lets go of the belt. I mean, obviously, his coach says he has a hard time making 45. We've seen him walk around looking like death, on weigh-in day. You know, so 45, it's so hard for this guy to even make, you know. If Frankie cut the weight this guy cuts, he'd be a 125-er. So just give the belt up. You know, even his own training partner just said recently that he should be at 55 and how big he is. You know, he walks around 173, 175. Yeah. I mean, you're like 55.
Are Frankie's thoughts obviously similar to what you're saying there? Is Frankie along the same mindset of what you're saying there about Conor, that he doesn't want to fight Frankie and is avoiding Frankie?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, we definitely think, you know, all the fans, you know, really want this Frankie fight. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you've seen it in all the polls.
Yeah, I agree, as I said to you. You know, I said it last night. I was on a national station here. I agree. I think it's the fight the UFC need to make. I think it needs to happen, this fight, but they're obviously going down rematch.
The guy hasn't defended the belt yet. It's been now two fights and he hasn't defended the belt. It's a rematch for a fight that was pretty meaningless, you know?
Yeah, I think they're...
How do you rematch this?
Yeah, I think Conor's... knowing Conor, I think his ego, he wants to avenge that loss. That's personally the reason why I think he wants to take the fight. But do you think that Conor and Frankie are going to throw down at some point? Do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, if he loses this fight, if Nate, you know, beats him by submission or takes him down, I'm sure they won't let him near Frankie. You know, and each fight, this guy's, you know, each fight they're really giving him a good opponent. You know, except for Aldo, I give him all props with that. I mean, the stardom is losing its glitter. You know what I'm saying? He's getting duller and duller. You know, you see him fight, you know, like Mendez, you know, Mendez was wrecking him. You see him fight, you know, Diaz was crushing him in the second. You know, you let him fight guys that are all around good fighters or his size, like 45. He's so much bigger. You know, Aldo is a big 45er.
Yeah.
And I mean, he made Aldo look small. So, you know, unless he's fighting someone he's a lot bigger than, or he could bully, you know, I guess he does very well. But if he fights, I mean, I do not see this guy doing well with Eddie Alvarez. You know, Khabib, I mean, this guy, Khabib, what would Khabib do to this guy? Or Edson Barboza with a head kick, or Dos Anjos, you know, who already did really well with Nate Diaz, you know? So I don't ever see this guy ever seeing another title in his life, unless it's at 45, where he's just way bigger and, you know, could bully people because he weighs a lot more. But I don't see it any other way.
Is Frankie willing to go? Is the camp willing to take another fight? Obviously, Jose Aldo has been mentioned in recent days. What I'd like to see happen is, you know, if this Nate and Conor fight is going to happen, that possibly Frankie sit out and Jose maybe faces Max Holloway. Does Frankie want to get in there in July regardless?
Yeah, Frankie's probably going to fight. But what we're hoping for is that they make this guy get rid of the belt. You know, I mean, this is your second fight, you know, that... you're not fighting a 45. You still haven't defended 45. I mean, if you're not going to fight 45, and it's your second fight not fighting 45, you know, I think you need to give up the belt. You know, people will say, oh, well, he only won the belt 3-4 months ago. But that's not what you look at. You know, this fight's not till July. So he wouldn't be able to fight another fight till 3-4 months after that. So now you're talking, you know, and that's if he doesn't get hurt in this training camp. That's if he doesn't get hurt in the fight. And that's if he doesn't get hurt in the next training camp. You know, when they made this when they made the Dos Anjos fight against him, I said, something's going to happen. Something always happens, and something's definitely going to happen. Dos Anjos is going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. It'll be a close fight, or they're going to think, you know, if it's even close, they're going to let Conor have a rematch with Dos Anjos, or he'll go up to 170. You know, it's just a circus, you know. It's It's just ridiculous. It's not, you know, true sportsmanship. It's not, you know. He's running his mouth saying that Frankie beat Mendez, you know, a smaller version of Chad, that he would fight Frankie, that turned into a lie. Then he said he'd fight Frankie in July. He promised he'd defend the belt in July if they let him go up one weight class. And now that's a lie. You know, the guy's a liar. He's either a liar or he's afraid or he's both.
Do you think... You know? Sorry, no. When I how's Frankie's groin first of all as well? Obviously, he tore the groin. Is he back fully training?
Nah, he's definitely not fully training. Like we did pads yesterday and stuff. But this is the longest that he's never not sparred. I've been with him like 11 years, and man, he hasn't sparred in a while. You know, we're gonna try maybe in 2 weeks for him to box spar, not even MMA spar. So we're really hoping to. For maybe end of next week or the week after, maybe just start box sparring, but he hasn't fully grappled yet. You know, he hasn't rolled in jiu-jitsu yet. He hasn't wrestled yet, but he's definitely getting closer. He was almost there, and then we, you know, he pushed it too much, and then he kind of, you know, it was right before the Conor fight with Diaz.
Yeah.
Where a week before, we thought he was coming on strong, and then he totally hurt himself and kind of went backwards because he pushed a little too hard, you know, which Frankie always does.
How frustrated is the camp getting with the situation with the UFC that Frankie hasn't got the shot at Conor? Is it almost, is the relationship breaking down with the UFC with Frankie?
I would say that. You know, it depends. It's what they're going to do with this title. You know, I think, too, if, you know, this is his second fight, not fighting for the title. You know, he could possibly get hurt, you know, and... And he should just let it go. His coach says he's too big. His own teammate says he's too big. I mean, let the title go. Let Frankie and Aldo have for him. And we, you know, there's not a problem. But if Frankie has to wait again, the problem is this, too. If Aldo gets the next shot, then what, you know, God forbid Aldo wins. Is it going to be a third rematch? And then, you know, Joe Day doesn't like to fight too much. If he holds the title, it's going to be held hostage, you know? And then you have Jose talking about, the fight never happened. You know, I have it on TiVo. The fight did happen. It was 13 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So, yeah. I don't think Jose should, personally, in my opinion, I don't think Jose should be next in line at all after losing so convincingly in 13 seconds.
Yeah, it was just a bad loss. Otherwise, I'd say definitely Jose deserves it. I mean, he's an icon, yeah. Man, 10 years. But the way he lost, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I completely agree. How good is Frankie's boxing? In terms of being a mixed martial artist, is he one of the best in the world? Because obviously you're a highly decorated coach. You've coached some of the best guys in the world. Is Frankie the best?
Yeah, I mean, he spars guys that have had titles. He sparred guys that have had the bronze medal. He spars like very, very high-level boxers. I'm talking like ex-champions.
Yeah.
I'm talking guys that are ranked in the top 10. Sometimes we'll go young guys, but they've won the nationals and stuff like that. So, I mean, the guys that Frankie's sparring are, you know, very, very high level. I don't want to sound bad on Conor yet. I think Conor has some of the best striking I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know, at boxing or MMA or whatever. You know, I want to put, you know, a lot of stuff I joke around because we're frustrated. So the only thing you can do is yeah. Make light of it and joke. But, you know, I know Conor's strike is phenomenal. And his personality is better than his striking. So you match those two together, and, you know, it's really good. Yeah, the thing is, Conor also, too, is really big. When Conor fights people his own size, it's a little different.
Just one last question on this situation before I just want to talk to you for a few more, obviously about Chris and a couple of the other guys. You know, what is going to happen, in your opinion, this summer for Frank?
I'm really hoping that, you know, like, what we're hoping for, you know, everybody... Frankie wants Conor, you know, we all kind of want Conor, but me, I really don't want Conor. What my thing for Frankie is to always, I always want him to be 3-belt champion. I want him to be known as the best fighter, you know, to have ever fought. And I think if he would, he'd be the only person to win 3 yeah. belts, and it's definitely in grasp, you know, like, he beats the next fight a 45 belt, and he's going for a 35-pound belt. And he can be the first guy ever. So for me, I could really care less about Conor. I just would love 3 belts. The only thing I want Conor is because he has the dang belt, you know, and hoping that they don't, you know, it better not be an interim belt. That would be devastating because an interim belt is, it might as well be no belt, you know. Yeah. It's a total joke, the interim belt. But, you know, so I'm really hoping that he gives up the belt and he could fight Jose. And I just want the belt. Whoever has the tank belt, that's what I want. I want, you know, I love for Frankie to be a three-belt champion, and I think it's within our grasp. And the reason I do is because Frankie's got so much better his last 2 years. You know, he was getting, you know, always getting better. And in the last 2 years, he's really exploded in everything on getting better. You know, even his last five fights, he has three finishes in three different ways. Ground and pound with BJ, submission with Cub, and knockout with Chad. So, you know, he has diversity, you know, where he could take you out in different ways. And I think that's what makes him dangerous, is he's a true mixed martial artist. You know, we've added Anderson Franco, who is Marlon Moraes, who we train, and Edson Barboza, Muay Thai coach. And, you know, he's only making Frankie better with his Muay Thai. So, you know, his kicks are getting a lot better, you know.
Is that what Frankie wants? Does he want the 135 belt as well after? Is that in his mindset?
Yeah, I mean, he wants three belts, but, Frankie is really good concentrating on one at a time. So
of course.
Right now he's concentrating, you know, we want to concentrate on, I know, the 45, because we're so close, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish, you know, if the new Conor was hanging out, maybe he would have went to 35 and fought Cruz, but they already gave it to Faber. So, you know, that was an option that was taken out. But, I just want the belts, you know. It's Conor, you know, and that's what kind of upsets me, you know, is that the fact they made such a big deal about Conor going up two weight classes, which realistically, he fought a 55er and he's basically a 55er. Yeah. And Frankie was a 55-pound champion. And Frankie's really a 35er. And they made such a huge deal about Conor. I mean, they should realize Conor came up so short that look at Frankie. Look what Frankie was doing when he went up basically two-way classes, the real two-way classes, and was champion at that weight class. They should realize, like, how good, you know, Frankie is. Not only that, I mean, Conor's been stopped three times. Frankie's never been stopped. So, you know, he talks about being such a dominant fighter and the best, and he's the only, you know, he's the only thing that matters. Well, I don't know how the only thing you matter if you've been stopped three times. Well, Frankie's never been stopped once, and you call yourself so tough and, you know, whatnot. You know, I just don't see a record show for itself, and it shows, you know, that on that night, a girl didn't tap, and he did.
One last one on a shotgun question on this topic. Who's Frankie going to fight in July?
Hopefully Jose Aldo.
Okay, there we have it. Great stuff.
For the belt, for the 145-pound title, which would be Frankie's second belt.
Chris Wyman, let's talk about Chris for a couple of minutes. I really do appreciate the time.
No problem.
You've been working with Chris since his loss to Luke Rockhold. I just want to get you, where does Chris need to improve on the stand-up? Do you see areas where you can adjust to make him improve? And it's sort of a double-ended question. Was his footwork the reason why he possibly lost that fight, maybe throwing that kick and against Luke Rockhold?
I think they had kind of a short camp, and his foot was broke. And also, too, like I can remember with a few guys that I've had, you know, if you never lost, you know, just like I think Conor kind of fell into, is, you know, when you've never lost before, you think you have, you know, you think you have all the ingredients, you know, you think, you know, maybe you don't train as hard as you did, or I don't know if that was the fact, but, you know, you think that you have it. But in fighting, you never, ever have, you never get it. You never have it. Fighting is, MMA is evolving so much, so rapidly, that, and you have these young guys coming up constantly, and it's just, you just have to get better all the time. You know, and that's what I said with Frankie. I feel like he is staying above the curve. You know, also our camp is always trying to stay above the curve, too, on learning. And I think, you know, Chris got kind of comfortable and laid his guard down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you've never lost, I would feel the same way. And, you know, now I think he's rejuvenated, you know, and I think striking-wise, the sky is the limit for Chris.
Mm.
You know, with doing different things, striking-wise, I think the sky is the limit for this kid. I think Chris could go like five new levels, you know. He's just that athletic, has that much power, and that much, you know, his kicks are strong. His wrestling is just out of control. His top game is just unbelievable, you know. And I think that
is it about sharpening up those elements? Because I noticed with a lot of the guys you train, it's always about, you know, being on the front foot in the fight and, you know, getting the strikes in, not letting the guy settle. And they're very much in-esque with that. All the guys like Edson Barbosa, Chris, Eddie Alvarez, they're guys, Frankie, who like to be on the front and throw volume with their strikes. Is that what you emphasize to these guys?
Yeah, we have a guy too who's doing pretty good, Corey Anderson.
Yeah, I do.
Won the Ultimate Fighter. I mean, this kid,
he's a beast. Yeah.
Two fights ago, threw almost 300 punches in a 3-round fight.
The biggest cement,
I think he has some record too. He posted a while ago that
yeah, it was the most strikes I think thrown in a round.
Volume per round.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, the kid is, he has the most volume per round. The kid's on his toes all the time, and he's a 205er, and his movement and feints and combinations are coming along really, really well. So pleased with the way he's coming along as a fighter, and a kid who's never did striking before in his life. You know, his footwork and his movement and everything is really coming along well. And he's already, the kid's only been fighting a short time. I think he's ranked like 10th or 11th or 12th or something like that. So that's pretty good, you know, being ranked in the top 10 to 12 that fast in your career.
So Chris is going to do the business against Luke Rockhold, you feel?
100%. You know, I'm so confident with Chris and so excited each time we train, because he's just making leaps and bounds, you know, every time, you know, we get together. And we've always been family, you know, with Longo's gym and his gym, you know, under the Kenzo Gracie banner. So it's always a family affair of us all getting together. You know, we've been around each other for so long. So, you know, it's awesome, you know, working with those guys, Ray and Matt. And, it makes going to, as you would say, work a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. You all seem like, they're a good bunch of guys. And one guy we've had on the show here plenty of times in the past is Eddie Alvarez. Just to wrap it up on Eddie, title shot for Eddie, is that the way forward for him? Is that the fight that he needs next and the fight he should get next?
Yeah, hoping. I was at Eddie this morning, man. He's looking good, and that's what we're hoping, man. We're really hoping, Eddie beat the number 3 guy, then he beat the number 1 guy.
Yeah.
So, what else do you have to do? And, I know that if Habib beats Ferguson, I know that Habib has Ramadan, so I don't know if he'll be able to fight or not, you know. So I don't think why he wouldn't, because I'm thinking that would be the only other option. So, it'd be great if we had a Chris Wyman, Frankie, and Eddie in our small little gym, and in 1 year, wouldn't be too bad.
You're doing fantastic work down there, Mark. And, where can the guys find you? Where can they hit you up? I really do appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks so much for having me. And love to get over. One place I would more than love to go is Dublin.
You might want to hide your head after this interview. Around Dublin.
Yeah, they can kill me, man. But I still love, man. We have so many people from Ireland that live over here, and they're just amazing people. And we were over there, I remember, for the Vegas fight, man. They're just hysterical in the elevators, just stopping and all of a sudden singing. I mean, I know they're going to murder me, call my mother some names, but they're you guys have an amazing people. You guys have such a great sense of humor, such a great people, and really enjoy being around you guys fight week.
Great stuff, Mark. Mark, listen, the guys can, I think, catch you on Twitter at Mark, Coach Mark 13 on Twitter. So hit Mark up there. Mark, listen, really do appreciate the time. I look forward possibly seeing you over in Las Vegas in July, and it was a real pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully, we'll talk again soon in the future.
Awesome talking, buddy. Go Irish.